Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Friday VBS program. This is Creation Lightship Healing. And the day today is one of those unusual days, because if you add up 2016, it's a 9, and today is September, which is a 9th, and we're on the 9th day. So we have 3 9s. We're going to clear those out for people. And then and it looks like going back into history on today, interesting that it was similar, but 1776, Congress renamed the nation United States of America. So without reading too much, it used to be different. It used to be United Colonies. So they changed from United Colonies. That may not have been a corporation, where the United States of America is a corporation. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, so they had a big change today. So if you felt the energy being copy and pasted from maybe back then or other timelines on today, that's probably what it is. So anyway, let's just clear this out here. Maybe you could read more on that, Kathy, if you want to there. But here we go. We'll do our clearing. So let's release the nines here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. And now let's bring up the light beams, and then we'll do your little pet peeve that you're dealing with or situation. So let's bring the light beams up to help out you with this clearing. So they're going to bring peace to you in your room. So stronger, here they come. Bring up your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And that's pretty good. Now think of your own situation that you want to have some relief with. I can take away that one program that you're thinking about. So the thought that you're thinking will be, in a sense, released from you. You still could have, you know, 500 thoughts of it, but the one you're thinking about right now will be released. And maybe think about the worst thought that you have about your situation, because that can bring you into your worst timeline. So here we go, releasing that from you. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and we'll clear out aliens, the ones that would like to leave here that are trapped, enslaved. So here we go. We have that also on YouTube and on the website. And Mr. Austin also has it on his site. So it's releasing help enslaved aliens, I believe what it's called. So here we go. I count to 100 to have them leave here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Oh, boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okie doke. And we're going to go into the future here, because this energy is still floating around from 9/11. So I imagine it's probably, in the news for people to get hooked up again to this energy. So let's clear that 9/11 from everybody. So releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh, man, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And we'll think of sadness now for people, if you're dealing with sadness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90, and 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. Okay, we had one of our wonderful listeners send in some information for everybody, and it's how to, I'll just use the word multitask on your computer with the clearings. So I'll have Kathy come on, and it might take 10 minutes, so just kind of get a pencil and paper and listen. And I think we can also send it to you, but at least you can get your feet wet by listening if you are interested in doing this, because it's real helpful, I think, when people found a way to do something and to help other people. And since they sent this information, I think it's very nice that they did that, and we should tell people. Oh, Kathy, we'll put you on.
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone, on this Friday evening. And yes, Ron and I have been waiting for the opportunity to present this information. It's really fantastic for all of us who want to do maximize clearings on our laptops or personal computers or Macs. We have someone who took the time to research and then write about it and, of course, does this herself. And so it's very nicely written. I'm going to just read it right now. And, of course, if anyone would like to have this nicely written out description, you can please write to Ron's radio email address at clsquestions@yahoo.com and just put in the subject line clearing tips. And then I will forward the letter to you. And, of course, the original sender's email address will be omitted, so it's anonymous. But we do want to thank this person for taking the time to really be helpful, and I'm sure this will benefit a lot of people who are struggling to get a lot of tiles and tabs and light beams on one monitor screen. So let me see if I can start out here with the first suggestion. She writes that she's trying to streamline the process, and she's passing this along in case they're useful in any way. She's found that getting additional monitors and adding them to desktops or laptops is the most cost-effective and efficient way to get a lot done. She has a desktop that she plugs four monitors into. A desktop can plug two monitors into and have extra monitors to and added extra monitors to several laptops. So that must be a whole table's worth of monitors. It's pretty good. So that's one suggestion, getting additional monitors. The second suggestion is, she writes, I use Mozilla Firefox as my web browser, and with this downloaded an add-on called the Tile Tabs, using Tile Tabs, I can make a grid of multiple tabs. Anywhere from 2 to 12 work with good-sized light beams. I can then name and save layouts that I set up previously, so I don't need to redo the login process next time I want to run that set of clearings. Now, isn't that a gem of a tip? Then she goes on to say she offers the link for the Firefox browser. And she offers in the letter the link for the Tile Tabs add-on. Both are no cost, of course. Then she suggests that you could look it up on YouTube. It shows how to use the Firefox and Tile Tab extensions, as well as how to set up your computers to work with multiple monitors. Then she adds, to stay current with clearings I've already run, I created a couple of these layouts with 9 unlimited whole life clearings set to clear the last 1 year of my life, and also have New Earth transport layouts preset so I can transfer all 9 clearings at one time immediately after running them. Running and transporting a layout of whole lives in this way takes me about 2 minutes. Isn't that a big wow? Impressive.
The next, that sounds great. Yeah, so that's Tile, T-I-L-E, tab, huh?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah, and then she continues, in the specific incident box of these whole life clearings, I have entered depression barcodes and upped the time to 720 minutes. Wow. After I update my whole lives, I then just click the specific incident button and let that run to clear depression barcodes related to that clearing. Since it is pre-entered, it takes me about 30 seconds to load the depression barcode section, and then when I transfer them, I just add the words depression barcodes after the name of the whole life clearings. So that's a big time saver also. And lastly, Ron, she writes, in Tile Tabs, I set up and saved a layout for the 108 magnetic and twisted bodies. And per Ron's permission, to write a note to the light beings linking body 1 to bodies 1 through 10, body 2 to bodies 11 through 20, etc. I see. It's a chain, a link. Running and New Earth transport this clearing now takes less than 10 minutes total. Okay, wow. That's a record breaker for that clearing. I have also set up a layout for the even and odd harmonics clearing. So I can run both this and the 108 magnetic and twisted bodies every week. I find keeping these two clearings current greatly assists my body in assimilating all of the other clearings and for staying in the now. So I would have to say that's the end of the letter. A person who has done all this has to clearly, I think, be in the now. Explain it so well. This is the first time we've seen anything like this, isn't it, Ron? This letter?
To my knowledge, it's great. Well, I think probably if you're interested, you know, we can send that over to you. You may have to maybe either wrap your head around it somewhat, or for somebody who would know the language a little bit, you know, about the tabs and things like that, which you may not know. So it could be over your head right now, but somebody who deals with computers, or maybe somebody, maybe you have a neighbor who's 10 years of age, don't know what it's all about. Anyway, I can probably set it up for you in 2 minutes, you know. But anyway, that's amazing. So anyway, that's great. I'll be sending out the information, which I have not done yet, for the call tomorrow at 10:30 Pacific. So I'll be doing that after this call and before I go to bed. So within probably, you know, a couple hours or so, you should be having that if you paid for that clearing tomorrow for $20. And that'll give you the access code to call in and the phone number. So if you don't get it for some reason, then let me know tomorrow, and I'll be checking my computer early to see if anybody is there and just say, you know, you didn't get it or something or whatever, and then I'll send it out to you again. And then I'll be checking my computer before the call just to make sure everybody has there. So anyway, let's I guess we'll continue on here. What do you want to do tonight, Kathy?
Well, maybe we could answer some questions about the call that came in while we're on the subject. And I think this person's listening right now, wanting to know that if she purchases the clearing call for tomorrow, the cultural heritage disconnection healing call for her daughter, will she also be cleared? So it sounds like she's asking, is it a two for one?
Well, it sounds like if she purchases it for her daughter, it sounds like it's an absentee one to me. So she bought it for herself, and then she wants to have her daughter get on it, then she could buy it for her daughter, and her daughter would be cleared on an absentee basis. That's how I kind of perceive that. So the call will work on absentee, yes.
Yeah, that was another question, but I think this person is... She did not say she was buying it for herself. She said she was buying it for her daughter. So what you just said was she has to buy it for herself and buy it for her daughter, correct?
Well, if she wants to, well, if somebody wants to get on the call, if this lady wants to buy it, we'll say, for her daughter, that's fine. She does not have to buy it for herself if she doesn't want to be on the call. But, I just thought that she wanted to have her daughter get on absentee after she purchased it. So, it sounds like maybe her daughter has no way to pay for it, and so she wants to buy it for her daughter.
But she also wants to be cleared as well.
She'd have to do it for herself, buy one for her, and then buy one for her daughter.
Yes. Okay. So then someone else asked if I can be absentee, and you just said yes, and we've been talking about this, the whole procedure for this conference call for many shows back starting the end of August. So if there's some confusion still lingering, maybe try listening to the archive of September 7th or September 5th or 3rd and 2nd. Those are the most recent ones, where Ron goes into a lot more detail about what's going to be cleared and what this is about. And so then also all how to buy it. So for those of you who did not get the email from Ron, creationlightship@yahoo.com, he does have an email sign-up system, so you can read the whole detail sections here of what it clears and what the purchase entails, and also about the bonus that he offered for the whole lifetime cultural enslavement clearing for half price. So would you like to elaborate on that one more time, Ron, just in case someone just joined us?
Hey, sure, yeah. So you first get on the call. So number one is you get on the call tomorrow. It starts at 10:30 Pacific, and it's a two-hour call. And if you want to go further with that, because there's a lot of issues, and I can't cover all of them in 2 hours. So if you want to go further with the cultural enslavement, then you can purchase that for half price. Just put half your age in and purchase that, and that can be done, we'll say, within a month's time. You don't have to do it, ASAP, but just do it within a month, we'll say. And then send me the information that you paid for the call tomorrow. It's very simple. And that you now purchased for half price, and that information from PayPal that you want to receive now, because you will get the code sent to you for the whole lifetime cultural enslavement clearing, but you need to get the unlimited to enter more items in there. Otherwise, the clearing doesn't allow you to enter in specific incidences. Okay, that's why you have to do the unlimited version, which is why you have the unlimited for all the other whole lifetime energetic body clearings. Okay, so So I'll give you the unlimited for free. And that's what you're going to be using to further, the call that we have tomorrow. But you're going to first do the unlimited, do the regular clearing when you choose to. And then after that, then you do the unlimited version. You can't just do the unlimited version without doing your whole lifetime. It doesn't work that way. So first thing, get on the call tomorrow. And then at some point, purchase for half price the cultural enslavement clearing. That would be this lifetime. And then send me the information, and I will send you out the unlimited version for free. And also with that, you're going to be getting a list of different categories of what you may want to clear, which are suggestions by people that have sent in to us information on what they thought would be pertinent to help themselves out and other people. So we may have a list of, I don't know, what do you think it is, 20, 25 entries there?
Yes, I think so, and they keep coming in.
So whatever, if somebody else has something that's not listed, you know, we could always talk about it on a show in the future, too. But you don't have to do it ASAP. You know, you could take maybe up to a month to purchase that clearing. And then I need to have the information that you're on the call, number one. So just send me the PayPal information there. And then also send me information that you purchased that clearing for half price. And then I will send you that information with the all the different information that we have on it, with the different clearings that you could do, and the unlimited version, because you can't do any other clearings on a whole lifetime clearing unless you have the unlimited version. So that's why I'm giving it to you for free. So I guess that's probably it. Do you have any questions, Kathy, on that at all? Is that clear enough?
Yeah, that's what people were asking, and so I think that explains it. Ron did say it tonight. He will send in the phone number, send us the phone number and the PIN number for the Cultural Heritage Disconnection Healing Call that we paid for $20.
Okay,
and Ron, if someone sends it in tomorrow morning, will that be too late?
Oh, it'll be fine. And when you purchase it, you have to click on that little orange-colored tab to complete your healing to get sent the codes. If you don't click on that, then this is in the PayPal procedure. So when it comes back to you that you paid for it, then to complete it, I believe you have to click on that box.
Yeah, there's a bar down below. Mm-hmm.
Have to click on that, otherwise you will not get the codes that's needed to get the codes for the phone number and the login.
Okay, but you yourself are going to be sending in the sending out those phone numbers, right?
Yes, I will, in case somebody hasn't received them. Yes, uh huh. So I know I have some of the emails where people have been asking, maybe they just went into the donate and donated without clicking on the website thing, which is fine. Either way works fine. So if I have an email from you that you paid for it and didn't get the codes, then no problem whatsoever.
They have to email the receipt. That's what. Huh? The PayPal receipt, yeah. Yeah, so, okay, well, simple enough. And so everyone can get water ready also and call in a little bit earlier than 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, because Ron has to do a check-in, and that can take a few minutes. And then he'll do a lot of waters. He's already said he's going to activate a lot of healing water for us. So good to keep that in mind and get ready for that, because it'll come up early in the morning for us. And Ron doesn't give much warning when he activates the water. I always have a lot of glasses handy. Okay. Oh, Ron, you did receive one more that I can see here suggestion for the Cultural Heritage Disconnection Healing Call, and that was to clear religious persecution. So I don't know if that's on the list or not, but I'm going to forward it to you to add on if not. religious persecution. That's a good one.
I think that is on there, but if not, I'll double check it.
Okay. All right. So this person's asking, could you please confirm that clearings like the spirit barcode removal, even if done on computers where we do other types of work with them, should he have a special computer just for clearings?
Okay. So I guess there's two questions there. Okay, so the spirit barcode you do one time. And that's your ticket out of here. So everybody kind of says, for some reason, their body's talking, okay? And your body's saying, I don't want to be here any longer. Well, that could be your spirit telling you out loud, in a sense, that you don't want to be incarnated here any longer. It could also be your body saying it doesn't want to be here any longer. But that's, you're more... You have to be responsible for your body, so you have to do clearings. But if you don't want to come back here with your spirit to be into another body, then just do the spirit barcode, and then you're out of here. Now the question, I think, was that they may be doing other work. Maybe their job is working with the computer?
Yes.
Oh, and they want to know if they can put the light beam up when they're at work, and have a clearing done when they're at work.
I think he's asking if he should use a special computer for clearings. He writes special, but maybe he means separate computer for clearings.
Yeah, well, it's always best to do it that way. So you have two scenarios happening. Number one, if you're doing clearings, and like I mentioned earlier, maybe you could have five light beams up on your monitor screen, and you might be doing maybe four or five, we'll say. And so you have one for spirit integration, and then maybe the other three or four. We'll just say you do four of them because it looks kind of nice that way. And so now all of a sudden you could do your clearings with the same incident, if you have a problem, or, maybe do a timeline crash for one incident that you're dealing with, and then it's similar to something else going on because, maybe you're angry or your feelings got hurt or whatever. It's a different energetic body. So you could do four at one time. You could also do your spirit integration and then have three of those with the free alien attack ones, which would be typically the free sample clearings. So you could put like the head connector, satellite one, and one that another favor that you may have on there, maybe a gray sky clearing, and you could have those three running with your spirit integration for yourself running on a separate computer. I think people typically do it that way. If not, you could try that. Now, if you're at work, changing the venues here, and you're at work and you go, man, this is like a hard day. Everybody's angry with me for some reason, or nobody's, I'm in this room with, 10 other clones, and I'm human, and they don't understand what's happening. And can I put a clearing up at my work for these 10 people to get, the clone into light, to make them real? You could do that. I don't know how long they would be real for you. Maybe it could be a long time, or maybe it's during your work time, but you could put it up on your monitor screen as you're working, but you need to have the light beam up. So if you're at a location to where people are looking over your shoulder and they go, hey, what's that thing on your screen? We're not paying you to have something else on your screen running. Then it may not work for you. Okay, but if you can do that and nobody's watching you, then you could do that and it could help yourself out. You could do a space clearing if you purchase that at your office, and all different things like that. Oh, that's another thing. But you need to have the light beam present on your screen. So that could be a problem that you could be dealing with, at a working, scenario when people are looking over your shoulder and they want to know what you're doing because it looks like you're doing something other than your job. But anyway, so ideally, a separate computer is the best way to go. But you still got to have the light beams up. You just can't put it up and close your screen down, and it has to be connected to you. In a sense, you know, the computer ideally should be looking at you when you're doing the clearings. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, it's nice to have the dolphins as light beams, and it's also nice to a good idea to change browsers if you want to just get a fresh page and get away from your previously opened work that you were doing on the same computer. So that's another idea.
But you got to have the light beam up somehow. Maybe the dolphin might work. You could do that, I'm sure. But you still got to have something up on a screen lit up that's, you know, facing you. Or you could put, you know, your picture. You know, maybe put the computer by your feet or something, or put your coat over it, you know, and have your picture in front of your screen with the computer running in your office. That would work, too. Back to you.
Okay, next question. A person, he wants to make a great recommendation for an archive. He listened to the February 14th, 2007. He says, it's a great old show from a new, fresh Ron. You might like to remind people as of Ron has asked for show recommendations. It's about entity removal. He said he found it very powerful still, and his spirit retrieving fragments of itself. He was amazed. So that's February 14th, 2007. Then he asked...
Hey.
Go ahead, Ron.
Valentine's Day, the 14th?
Yes.
I know the expo in L.A. used to be on the 14th, or they're trying to get it.
Yes, well, it was 2007. Anyway, so he says that... that you mentioned what seemed to be something hopeful for many people who are not ready to ascend. You said they would go to the fourth and fifth dimensional worlds, and he wonders if that's still the case.
What's that again?
On the radio program, you mentioned that those who are not ready to ascend at ascension time, they would go into the fourth and fifth dimensional worlds. Is that still the case? That's what he heard.
No, that's still of darkness. So all dimensions would be darkness. So you're going into some other dimension. You know, since we're in the third here, typically you may be graduating to another dimension. But that's going to be of the darkness energies. So another way of stating that would be that you're going to be on a timeline in another dimension, which is what you're on anyway, and it could be something like that. I think I was trying to be a little more careful with people initially because this information, it was so much out of the box that, you know, a lot of the New Agers couldn't even perceive what I was talking about. But, basically, if ascension time happened, you know, when the show ends here, if you're in the present moment, then you're not going to be on the darkness timeline. Then that means that the light will find you. Now, I will say that tomorrow, you know, you're now thinking a lot and you're doing stuff and you're not in the present moment. That's the key, is to be in the now, in the present moment. So if you're not in the present moment, then you're living on another timeline or many timelines not connected to source energy. And this you're doing anyway. Your whole life has been that way. So it's nothing that's going to be new to you, just that you'll never be able to go back to the light when the light's turned off because the darkness will take you onto another timeline. Am I making myself clear to you,
Yes,
Kathy? Because some people just seem they don't get it. They don't realize that they're living 99.9% of their life in darkness, okay? Because they're on timelines. Okay, when you're on a timeline, that's when the darkness controls you. And the source energy, when you're in the present moment, there's no timelines. And so you're not going to really be seeing anything that's going to be typically, you know, like some of the movies where you see a devil with a pitchfork, although they do exist, we'll say. That they, I have battled these things with the glowing red eyes and stuff. Well, one was like 300 foot high. I did that in one of the places, one of the areas in New Mexico. I can't recall. It may have been Area 53, I think, I went to. But that's kind of besides the point. But anyway, you know, these energies do exist. But typically, you know, they're going to just take you to where you have been always in this lifetime. But you never have a chance to leave. So ascension is having a chance to leave out of here with your spirit, number one, by doing the spirit barcode. And then most people don't really care about their bodies, you know, but your body's suffering here. And that's why you want to do clearings, so your body can at least have a chance to leave here. Because the dark side stuck your body full of all this crap. It doesn't like being here. So I was saying initially, you know, when you say, you know, I've been here with all these lifetimes, I don't want to come back anymore. Well, maybe your body's saying that. I don't want to be reborn again. I don't want to have genetics here. I want to get the heck out of here. So you have to kind of look at it that way and realize that your body, people don't think about their body much. Your body's suffering. It's like those aliens that we released earlier. We didn't just release their spirits, if they have any. We got their body out of here. Going, shit, I'm stuck here. I can't get out. Well, what about you? So that's why you do the clearings, the whole lifetime clearings, to clean out the judgments, thoughts of your ancestors, and the thoughts of you in this lifetime, so your body will be able, or at least have some type of chance, to leave here. Oh, hopefully I made myself clear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, back to you.
Yes, and also to the listener, there are some fantastic YouTube videos to be found right on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, where he explains this very thing to audiences at the various expos he attends. He has workshops there, and these kinds of questions come up, and Ron spends one-on-one time talking to people about what happens at ascension and how we're in darkness and all these kinds of things. So you might want to investigate. If you have a little time, just to listen to Ron on the YouTube videos. You can find them on the right side of the page on creationlightship.com, and there's quite a few of them. And I know he did that at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, and I was at some of those, and so that's why I'm recommending it myself. And so Ron is also going to be making another personal appearance next month. He's going to New York. He will be at the New Life Expo, October 21st through 23rd, in the Hotel Pennsylvania. And they have a website called newlifeexpo.com, where you can look up Ron's name and what he's talking about and when. He's got some interesting, as usual, panel discussions over that weekend. And then you can visit Ron at his exhibit in the room where he will have his light infusion chamber and also sell photos that can be activated with life energy as long as you keep them up and out. And those are nice to put in various rooms, especially like if you're at work and you want to have some peace energy with you and the light being, you can put one of those photos in your room or in your office, and you're getting peace energy there, and you know it, and everyone else will feel it. So that will be very nice. And Ron usually accepts our personal photos if we cannot attend the expo. And he puts them in the light infusion chamber. This involves a donation, and he puts them in there for over the weekend in a separate envelope, and they become cleaned off with a light infusion. So that's a very nice benefit and bonus for us. It's like being in the light infusion chamber. And I'm sure getting closer to the month of October, Ron will tell us more about when we can send those and what it will entail.
Yeah, and there's a new panel. Talked to Mark, I think it was yesterday, Mark Becker, and he goes, "Ron, I'm having a UFO panel." I said, "Oh, that's good." He goes, "You're on it." I go, "Okay." So I'll be on a brand new panel there. We'll see what that looks like. Anyway,
on UFOs?
Another event I'll be on there. That's great. So.
Oh, good. I hope it gets videotaped.
Well, that's hard. The person back there doesn't do video, so I don't know. They do audio, CDs. So.
Yeah, I mean, maybe somebody in the audience will tape it if they can, if they're allowed. Anyway, that's always nice to find them on the website.
Yes.
Okay, well, here's someone with a question about a timeline crash. They're wondering about something kind of eerie happening in their home and wanted your advice. She says she woke up, it was the 7th, this was Wednesday, and she says it looks like the walls in her home were melting. And then, as she was driving down the road, she looked back at her house and saw the same thing, like an energy wave over the house, like it was melting, kind of like it was moving slowly. So she's a longtime listener, so she quickly did the mind-to-heart drop and was hoping her place was going to be there when she returned. I guess it was. But anyway, she was asking you if this is some kind of a really weird timeline issue having to do with the date, maybe.
Yeah, that is correct, yes. Yeah. So you're actually seeing a timeline trying to take over your house, I would say. Just superimposed over, the now timeline of your house. That's what I would say you're looking at. So
oh, my goodness. She actually saw that, huh?
I was up yesterday in the state above ours here, which I won't really say where it is. And was there, quite a while. I don't know what time I got there. Probably got there about 1, and I think we left about maybe 9. So I was there for at least 8 hours, okay? And so nothing seemed real. When I looked at what I had experienced there, there was like nothing, basically. And the people, the cars, there was no energy on anything whatsoever. And I had this experience before a long time ago. But nothing is just like I was watching holograms. And it was very strange. And then entering California, I was up in Oregon. Entering California, when the person stopped us, and they have these little checkout places to see if you have any vegetables or produce or just different things, right? And this time they didn't care if you had anything or not. But as soon as I talked to that person in California, they were real. So I'm not saying that Oregon wasn't real, but where we were, it was just very, very strange. There was no energy flow to anything. It was just like, kind of like watching a movie, really watching a movie in front of you. So anyway, that's it.
So, Ron, in an instance like this, would this listener, I know she does a lot of timeline crashes, would she timeline crash what she saw or what she thinks she saw? In her words?
I would say that would probably be what it would be.
Now that you verified that is what she saw, it was actually a timeline coming over her home?
That's what I'm perceiving, yes. She's actually seen the timeline trying to be changing, her house. So it would be on a out-of-the-now timeline. So if the person does a lot of in-the-now clearings, being in the now or find a hard drive or just clearing themselves on the website. Maybe they have their computer set up in their house. Well, they're trying to stick onto the house an artificial, if you want to use that term, a holographic reality timeline of the house, so the house would be no longer connected to her, and it would be for him, and be connected to the artificial intelligence on a timeline.
Ron, would you suggest anything else, like perhaps some one of your sample clearings, free clearing the alien holographic reality, and just put in her name and her address or something, or her home?
Yeah, that could
something
work,
like
yeah.
That?
That sounds very good, yeah. That's what it actually is. They're trying to bring in that reality on the holographic timeline. So I guess the next question is, why do they pick on me? It's just one of those things. Maybe you're just more aware of it because you're more of the now than most people. Most people probably wouldn't see those energy waves happening, okay? Because they were probably already, abducted and down the rat hole. So as you're more conscious, you might sort of see something like that happening. For me, what I saw, yesterday, there was no energy waves. It was just like everything was like, on a movie set with no energy. Everything was dead. People were dead. The cars were dead. The trees were dead. Was just as if I was, driving my car over, not on the road, but over the road, in a sense, where I wasn't touching anything, like doing a flyover, It was just really strange. But it wasn't that strange because I've seen it before. So, thank you.
Okay, well, I did want to mention, Ron, that we're getting some requests, quite a few now, for people wanting that letter about the clearing tips, and I want to reassure everyone that I will send them at the end of the program, and then I'll leave the letter in the inbox for the other co-host to send if people hear the archive and want to ask for it later. It certainly will be available to send later. Okay, so the next question. This is about a name change. This is following up on a discussion there was in a Wednesday's program, Wednesday the 7th. We were talking about the energy with last names and what names mean and clearing names on the natal barcode removal. And so this listener writes that she was glad for the comment on the name change. She felt your answer was addressing her also. She has tried to start the process of changing her last name, but she seems to get caught up in the legal paperwork. So, trying to go the usual route, civil circuit court, never worked out. She's tried. And so, she still wants to change her name, and she wanted to know if you could help her get over this frustration, roadblock of the courts. She has become upset today, and they would just not give her a form. That's all she needed. And so, anyway, it took her all afternoon to clear herself from their sliming her. So, Ron, do you see any obstacles in her way that could maybe steer her toward more things she can do?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to see here. What I would do is a 2,000-year barcode on the people, because the people that maybe she was dealing with are just clones, and maybe they'll have new clones come in. So she needs to get helpful clones at that agency that she was at, okay? I don't know that much about changing names. Maybe you might check in to see if you could just put it in the newspaper as a public notice. I'm not saying I'm right, but you might check that out. A fictitious license, if they have a fictitious business license, we'll do one for your name where you want to maybe have your name show up as something else in the newspaper for a month because you're putting that into the public notice, and that might do that. But, I'm not an expert by far. It's just an idea, and it may not even be correct. So, anyway, let's see. I would just do a clone clearing on the people and 2,000 Year of Darkness. And maybe even go into a different county office. You know, go to a different location and ask somebody else at a different county and see what that paperwork is. Maybe it's kind of universal. I don't know. So back to you.
Okay, well, maybe we'll hear some suggestions from other people who've gone that route and were successful in what they did as far as earthly things and maybe even clearing. Okay, so another question. Someone's asking about their psychic billboard. It seems that all people are in the same reality, and she's somewhere else. She says greed and ignorance are a major part in her dealings with people, and she always draws the short straw. It feels like people refuse to meet her halfway in respect to money or service. Oh, that's tough. So she wants to know if you have any suggestions, Ron, for maybe her psychic billboard or other things she can do.
Well, the psychic billboard would be what you'd probably want to change is as you're, you know, interacting with people. So they're probably reading that there's something wrong where you're not getting everything that you want. So you could change that. Let's see here. Well, it sounds like maybe that reoccurring event clearing, systematic something or other,
recurring event barcode removal?
Yeah, that would be, you might want to try that one. See if that helps out. Sounds like it might be the theme of your life. And also clear it on your natal barcode clearing. So this sounds like you've probably been dealing with that for quite a while. And it keeps recycling and coming up. So it may just be a barcode put on you. So get that off of you on the natal barcode clearing.
Yeah, sounds like she's really ready to make a change. Okay, well, thank you, listeners, for your questions and offerings and clearing tips and suggestions to Ron. And so please keep them coming. Tomorrow we have another program, 7 o'clock, Station 2 as well. So if there were any questions sent in that I did not get to, they'll be picked up by the next co-host. But I'm going down to the questions from earlier in the week. So here's one, Ron, about the vortex. And this listener wants to know, is the left ankle of a caller and himself coming through vortex of dark energy? Is he being attacked by a vortex?
Okay, so what I hear you say is that the person has an ankle problem and they're wondering if there could be a vortex on the floor or the dirt or something that they're walking on. It's possible. Typically, a vortex is not going to follow you. A tracking barcode could, and they could use the these unwanted universal travelers could use an energy from a vortex to follow you, like a cording. But typically, I would say a vortex would be of dark energy, naturally, and it could be maybe where you're sitting at your computer all the time. It could be a special location where you're sitting or watching TV or where you're sleeping, and they could stick one there to take your energy. But it typically, normally will not always follow you. So the way to find out is, does your foot or ankle hurt more when you go to one location over another? And if that answer is yes, then you have something there, and you want to clear that out of your space in that location. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And this listener sent in a comment to you. I think this has to do with Wednesday's program. He says, it seems that the sign is when the oh dear, oligarchy system starts to crumble. The Philippines want to reconnect to supporting the people and are afraid of the crumble consequences. And also Turkey and other countries. Someone in the government has a headache because it isn't working when money survival is taken from the middle class, as it always fails. I think he just wanted to share that with you, Ron. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I don't comment about politics and stuff, so.
Yeah, just some insight.
Okay.
Ron, if I may interject, someone sent in a suggestion to the person asking about a name change, and just wrote a real quick note. She writes, you have to do Social Security first. You have to go through Social Security first. So if that pertains to you, great. Okay, let's see. Let's see what else we have here. Someone's asking you, Ron, they've noticed some changes on the website. They noticed that a few healings, maybe they were on a list. I don't know if they're saying a list or what, but they're missing from the website. For example, the 4-in-1 healing is missing, all spirit healings, and they were listed on a Word document titled CLS Services that they had downloaded from the homepage, and now they're missing. So they want to know how they can avail themselves to those clearings. Aren't some of those the ones they have to go through you personally for, like the 4-in-1?
Well, the 4-in-1, yeah, that I have to do myself with people, and you have prerequisites for that. So, it's not a clearing that is on the website. That's probably what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's possible. You know, maybe they had the information on it or something. As far as what they are, but the 4-in-1 is not a clearing that you can, do yourself on the website. Back to you.
Okay. So the clearings aren't missing. They're just they just never were on the website. They were just listed on the list. Okay. Let's see what else here. Someone signed in for the conference call you had tonight, the entity clearing, and they were 30 minutes late getting in, and they bought it 30 minutes late. So they wanted to know if they were still on the call, and did it work?
Yes, that's fine, yes.
That's great. That's almost like being absentee, but it's good to have reassurance in these matters.
Yeah. Once you pay for anything on the website, you're going to be on that particular call, whether you're physically calling or not.
Okay. And we're still getting some questions in about the call tomorrow. They're asking if you are going to send the list that you've been talking about, and the answer is yes. He's going to send it before he said. You said you're going to send it before you go to bed, right, Ron? So that's just to reassure you.
We're sending out the codes to get on the call tomorrow, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so let's see here, Ron. Let me just check here. I don't really see a whole lot, just a lot of requests now. Somebody did get a little, they think they messed up their clearing. Well, let's see. They didn't have the spirit integration on when they did the spirit barcode removal, so they wanted your permission to do it over again. They didn't do that last part.
Yeah, just do it any time. Any of the clearings that have a spirit integration, you can put on with any of the clearings, because that one will always work if you clear yourself out. So, if you're doing a clearing and there's no information on that clearing page about spirit integration, then just find one of those pre-clearings that have it and put it up on your screen, and that will always work. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and then another barcode question. Someone wants to clarify, when they run the death barcode healing that you have a second time, do they start from the number that they left off at the last time, say a number 4, or do they just go back to barcode 1?
Okay. So what you first do is contact me to find out how many barcodes you have. This is the death barcode. Is that correct?
Yes.
Death barcode, you need to contact me, and I can tell you how many you have. You don't want to go in there and just say, well, you know, I think I got 5 today, you know, because I had 5 close calls. No. Don't go in there and do death barcode clearings unless you contact me first so I can tell you if you have another one that you need to clear or so. So once you clear it, you're done. And maybe check every 6 months, if, you know, with me, give me an email, and I can let you know if you have another death barcode on you. But don't go in there maybe like for maintenance and say, yeah, you know, I'm going to do a couple a month. Well, the aliens will see you doing that, and they may start putting more things your way because now that's what your self-fulfilling prophecy is. So don't do anything unless you contact me first. You may not have any. So, looks like it's time to end our call here. We'll do the mind to heart drop. Thank you, Kathy. And here we go. We can do this together, saying it out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate that, those thoughts moving, I count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, here we go. Blessings, thank you. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.